to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale. Guys, how do those first half stats look?
Well, they look a lot better after about the last 5 minutes of the second quarter. Yeah. I know that, partner, as the Panthers have a 14-7 lead here and did a great job of seizing the momentum, Matt, at the end of the second quarter.
Yeah, and not only on the offense to show on the scoreboard the 14-7 lead, but credit the defense. They
right.
were able to get some stops there and stop Hillsdale to put the ball back in the hands of the offense and go into the halftime with the lead.
You know, a lot of it really stemmed on that great catch by Dez Stewart, even though that possession turned into no points. It really kind of gave the Panthers a little bit of momentum. Mark Miller in the first half passing, 15 of 21 for 185 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Abe Johnson, 6 catches for 41. Dez Stewart, 4 catches for 74. Ronald McLeod, 2 catches for 50. Casey Williams, a catch for 11. And then a catch by Nate Weeks for a touchdown in the first half. And the Panthers, Matt, have been able to run the ball a little bit against this defense that, again, only allowed 37 yards rushing a week ago. Panthers only had 81 yards rushing of their own, but they've got 77 here in the first half. Shone and Nichols doing a nice job of splitting it up. Mark Nichols with 8 carries for 52. They've shown they can have the ability to run against this tough defense.
Yeah, we're not necessarily seeing the big runs that we're used to, but we're wearing them down. We're chipping away at it, and they got the two-headed monster of Shone and Nichols. And, you know, that's Coach Conley said just before or right at the half how they need to make some adjustments and do a few things a little differently. Watch out for some of the penalties. We've had some penalties that have kind of killed some drives. And, you know, I like the way that the offense and the offensive line, though young, is handling the defensive line that Hillsdale boasts of all those veteran players. And so far so good, and got the momentum here after getting that second touchdown right at the end of the half.
So total offense, 262 to 148 in favor of Ohio Dominican, but it was certainly not the case until the latter stages of that second quarter. Landry, 7 of 12 passing for 78 is their leader, and their leader on the ground right now is Alex Koski with 8 catches for 24 yards. Panthers trailed 7-0 after the Evan Sasek 7-yard touchdown, but the Panthers scored twice in the last 4 minutes and lead here at the break 14-7. 2 minutes till kickoff. We head back to Charlie Danis and the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios.
Well, thank you very much, Todd. Things looking pretty good for the Panthers right now. They lead Hillsdale 14-7 at the half. Again, a great passing performance by Mark Miller. Here's a guy, the junior signal caller from Cincinnati, coming off of a fantastic performance last week against Georgetown. He now has 5 touchdowns already, and we're not even through a full 2 games. He's been helped out a lot by Abe Johnson, also Nate Weeks with a clutch touchdown catch before the end of the first half. Let's go to a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we'll have second half action from Panther Field. The Panthers leading Hillsdale 14-7 as we get set for second half action from Panther Field. You have been listening to the Panthers Halftime Show here on your home for Ohio Dominican Football, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Ohio Dominican University has been transforming lives for more than a century. ODU has a proven history of helping working professionals maintain jobs and family while advancing their careers. By earning your Master of Business Administration at an accredited university and at your convenience, you will gain solid foundational skills and relevant business knowledge you can use to reflect creatively, choose strategically, and lead ethically. Experience the ODU difference. Attend our next open house. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu/lead.
All right, Panthers fans, we're just about set for second half action at Panther Field. Ohio Dominican leading Hillsdale 14-7. Panthers looking for that second win of the Young 2013 campaign. Let's go back out to the gentleman who provided the action in the first half and will continue to do so in the second half, Mr. Todd Bell and Mr. Matt Natale.
All right, Matt, here we go. Second half. Panthers are going to start with the football here. So let's see if they can continue that momentum that they had at the end of the first half as we get set for half number two here.
Yeah, the big thing right now is that they just don't let off the gas. I mean, they've got that momentum. They got to get a little breather at halftime, but now that they're got a touchdown lead, they just need to keep it going and make sure that they don't blow it.
So it'll be Hillsdale kicking off. And Meddy will be to our left. Nichols and Johnson will be to our right to receive. Again, just a gorgeous day here today in central Ohio. Started at 61 degrees. We are to 64. Q kickoff is away. Nichols has got it near side at the 10. Goes towards the middle, up to the 25, and ridden to the ground at the 27-yard line. That is where ODU will have it. First down and 10 to start our second half of play. Trying to go 2-0 for the first time since 2008. Three times in the previous 9 years, ODU has started 2-0, 2006, 2007, and 2008. Since then, flooding's been a little tougher in the early going of the season, so trying to get out to a 2-0 mark here to start 2013. Mark Miller will line up in a pistol formation with Brandon Schoen behind him, and on first down, Schoen gets the carry, sweeping left, 30, out to the 35. Good run, Brandon Schoen, that's maybe 10 yards on first down. Those are the types of plays that Brandon was very patented with last year, and a good gainer on first down there.
Yeah, got some nice blocks, too, out here from the guards and the tackles, and nice play to start out for the second half.
It is a first down, shown again up the middle. Cuts back to his left, but there is the Charger defense, and safety coming up was Matt Payne to make that tackle. Defensively, the leaders, boy, Brett Pasche, no shock here, 11 tackles in the first half for Hillsdale. Moynihan had four, Embry had four. So they're three linebackers certainly leading the way, no shock. But Payne has also played well and run support from safety, and it's a no-gainer. So it's second down and 10, and now Nichols will replace Schoen in the backfield. Miller out of the pistol formation, two receivers right, fakes a pass, hands to Nichols on a delay. Up forward to the 41-yard line where he is slowed down there. That'll be a gain of four on the play. Panthers had some third and longs early in that first half and had a tough time moving the chains, but ended up four out of eight on third down and half number one.
When it really counted, it was those were during some big drives and a couple scoring drives, and see what they can do here. Got Nichols back in there in the backfield, power runner.
So third down, Panthers need to get to the 48-yard line for a first down. Again, out of the pistol with Nichols behind Miller. Two receivers right, one to the left. Mark takes the shotgun snap. Steps forward, throwing left for Stewart. He's got the catch at the 42-yard line. Not sure how there's not a penalty marker down, but it's irrelevant after the diving catch by Dez Stewart, a pickup of 18 yards.
I don't know why you just throw to him on every play.
Great play. Boy, Daniel Pittman just about took the jersey clean off of Dez Stewart. And he can pick up a first down. Nichols now on a carry. Nice hole up the middle to the 30, to the 20. Danny fumbles the football, and it's picked up by Hillsdale back at the 10-yard line. Here comes Steve Harding and tapped out of bounds near the 30 of ODU's sideline. When Nichols was inside the 10, the ball just came out. And a big swing for Hillsdale as they avoid perhaps going down by two scores.
Yeah, that was setting up to be the biggest play of the game so far, Todd. And you can't put the ball on the turf like that. First turnover of the game. That was a clean first half with no turnovers. And like I said, you can't let off the gas, and that is just takes the wind completely out of your sails.
And just about everybody on this near sideline has gone to Mark Nichols and patted him on the back or on the head. Keep your head up, big fella. First down, and Landry on a fake pump, hands to Isaac. And Isaac Spence is up over the 30 to the 35-yard line. And a nice little gainer for Isaac Spence, who in the first half had seven carries for 20 yards. On the ground, 23 carries, 70 yards for Hillsdale. Both teams in the 70s, and they're rushing in half number one. Second down coming up after a gain of six for Isaac Spence, and now Landry will work out of the shotgun formation. He'll take the snap, speed option to the left. He is going to keep 35, 40, first down, 45, and the Panthers finally are able to find Sam Landry. Penalty marker comes out as a helmet just went 10 yards back the other way, and after the Panthers had a couple of big 15-yarders in the first half on special teams, now looks like they're going to get one on defense.
Yeah, and excuse me, Todd, Ohio Dominican is really just going to have to catch their breath here because they got a big, they let up a huge play on first down, another one here on second down with the huge penalty, and that puts them into the Panthers territory, about the Panthers 40 after that personal foul face mask, and they just need to take a deep breath and settle down after that turnover that Mark Nichols had there.
All right.
That drive.
First down and 10 now, Hillsdale all the way to the Panther 40. 12 and a half to play third quarter. Chargers trailing 14-7. Andrew Mott comes in motion to the near side. They bunch the receivers. Now they'll go back the other way, faking it there. Wide open receiver down the field at the 10. Touchdown, Evan Sasek. Same play. play they ran in the first half, except for they pitched it back to Mott. This time the Panthers sucked in, and Evan Sasek was wide open for a 40-yard touchdown strike, his second of the day.
Yeah, that was a little diversion play. They faked a handoff to about three different guys and wide open downfield to be 1 point away from tying this one up.
So the point after is coming up. And they are an extra point away from tying the game. What a huge swing in this game.
It was about a 14-point swing.
Yeah.
I mean, we could have been 21-7 right now, and we're an extra point away from being tied.
Steven Mehdi out to try the extra point. Angelosi puts it down. Kick is on the way, and it's good. Timeout on the field. 12-17 to play third quarter. New score now. It's Ohio Dominican 14, Hillsdale 14 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
Charlie Daniels with you back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio studios. Finley and Northern Michigan underway. They are both tied at 7 apiece. 3:11 to go in the first quarter. Louisville has a 10-3 halftime lead over the Kentucky Wildcats. And Indiana with a close ball game. Bowling Green trailing the Hoosiers 14-10 with 4:14 to go in the second quarter. Speaking of close games, we got a close one at Panther Field. Let's now head back out to Todd and Matt.
Thank you very much, Charlie. Just three plays, 71 yards, aided by a 15-yard face mask penalty. And Hillsdale has tied the game at 14 after the 40-yard touchdown pass, Landry to Evan Sasek. Kickoff is away towards the far side. Mark Nichols is going to be there at the 5 to take it. Up the right side numbers, and he's down at the 17-yard line. My goodness. Flying down on special teams was Butch Herzog to make that tackle. Helmet came off for Nichols as well. And it'll be ODU at their own 18 now. Tie game, 12-12 to play in the third quarter.
Seen a lot of helmets on the field today.
Yes, Todd. We have.
They're hitting hard out there.
So the Panther offense, after just storming right down the field, will come back out. And it'll be Abe Johnson joining Dez Stewart off to the right. Casey Williams at receiver here to the near side. And they'll go pistol backfield with Brandon Schoen behind quarterback Mark Miller. On first down and 10 from the 19. And Miller slings it right. Dez Stewart then hit immediately and down. Kind of a bread and butter play for ODU, and Hillsdale has had that one snipped out all day long. No gain.
Yeah, a little bit of a bobble there on the exchange from center to Miller.
So the no gainer will make it second down and 10 now for Ohio Dominican. Schoen again will line up behind Mark Miller. Two receivers this time to the near side, Johnson and Williams. And Miller takes the snap, play action pass. Now we'll throw a ball down the right side for Stewart, and he threw it 10 yards over to the bench for Hillsdale.
And Stewart was wide open.
And I'm not sure what Mark did or didn't see. It'll be third down and 10 now. Well, this defense for Hillsdale now answering the call. After they were kind of gutted at the end of the second quarter and on the first drive of the third, now they've got a chance here on third down and 10. Abe Johnson, Dez Stewart near side. Casey Williams splits far to the right. And Miller will take the shotgun snap. They'll roll him here to the near side. We'll dump it downfield for Abe Johnson, and incomplete. Just over his outstretched fingertips, Stephen Embry, linebacker, was there on the coverage. That was a tough pass, an even tougher catch attempt by Johnson. And just like that, three and out, the Panthers will punt it away.
Yeah, fully covered on that defense. That was kind of a risky play.
Yeah.
This is what we talked about, how they need to kind of bounce back after getting scored on like that. Is they need to come out and get some drives and get some first downs and kind of get that momentum back. But now, backed up in their own territory, they got to punt it away. They got the punt returner here right about midfield.
Wally standing inside his own five will spiral one up into the air. And, boy, a fair catch was signaled for, and then the punt returner got the heck out of the way. Stephen Harding looked up into the sun and went, I got no shot, and went racing off the field, and the ball is down at midfield. Much like a season, Matt, you can't get too high or too low after a game. Well, you can't after possessions right now, the way this one is going, as they are battling tooth and nail, tie score, and Hillsdale actually have it in ODU territory at the 48-yard line.
Got to just take it possession by possession, play by play. Buckle down. Don't worry about the touchdown, the long play that they just scored, or the long touchdown that they just scored, and whole new set of downs on defense.
And on first down, they will pitch to Kosick. Good cutback. 45, broke a tackle, and then dropped by Culbertson at the ODU 37-yard line. Gain of 11 for Alex Kosick. He was effective in the first half as well. He threw 8 carries for 24 yards, and a big gainer on first down will move the chains for Hillsdale. Quickly, they'll change in and out the personnel. Kosick stays in the backfield. Big formation to the right. Landry fakes the pitch, rolls to his left, now throws deep downfield. McCurdy is there and almost had the interception. Great defensive play by wide receiver Evan Bach to break up what was a sure pick.
Almost lucky he didn't get flagged for offensive interference on that one. That's what we could really use right now, Todd, is a turnover.
A interception return in the first game for Cody Culbertson last week. Now it's second down and 10. Landry fake pump left, coming back right for a screen to Kosick. 40, forward to the 35, and hit down at the 30-yard line. Gain of 8, shy of the first down by a couple. It'll be third down and 2. That's we know what Hillsdale does. They said it a couple times, diversion, deception.
Right.
Really get people going the wrong direction, and they really set up that screen well.
8-yard gain on what looked like was going to be a sack.
Yeah. Third and 2. Quick offense here for Hillsdale now. Two receivers left. Panthers scrambling to get off the field. They hand to Isaac Spence. Slowed down. Short of the first down. Panthers gang tackle at the 30. A good yard and a half short of the first down. I would gamble that they're going to go for here on fourth this time.
I would say so.
Positioning of the field. Hillsdale with the momentum right now. And they are going to go for it on fourth down. A week ago, they did not try a fourth down. So this will be their first fourth down attempt of the early season. Fourth and a full 2. Spence a single back. Whoa, we got defensive players moving. We've got offensive linemen moving.
That might be on the tight end here, Todd.
I also saw a tackle come up out of his stand. Linesman and umpire talk it over. And they've moved it back 5 yards already. And now they'll punt.
Now they'll punt.
Well, a couple of mistakes by ODU in terms of penalties. And Hillsdale shoots themselves in the foot here. Would have liked to have seen what they were going to do there on fourth down.
I'll take this. I'll take this.
Panthers right now. Again, players on and off the field. And the punt is away, and Justin Bell will get run away from it. It'll be hit at the 5 and be downed right there. Well done by Stringham, the punter, and even better by the special teams of the Chargers to get down and down it inside the 5. Well, ODU gets a stop, but now they've got a rotten field position where they're going to have it. First down and 10 at their own 3-yard line, 9:35 to play third quarter.
Try to put something together here, Todd, after going 3 and out on the last possession. That's certainly what they don't want to do here, being pinned back on their own 3-yard line. And hopefully get a nice drive together like they did to open up the half.
First down and 10. Miller standing 3 yards deep in his own end zone will take a shotgun snap. Gives to Brandon Schoen, hole off to the left side. He charges his way out over the 5 to the 6. Gain of about 3 for Brandon Schoen on first down. Became the first freshman to rush for over 1,000 yards in a season a year ago. And Brandon already 5th on the rushing list at Ohio Dominican after he passed Tyler Purcell last week. Second down and 7 now for ODU. Shown again, straight forward, 10, 15, and out to the 17. That's a first down. Much much-needed first down for Ohio Dominican, and a little confidence run for Brandon Schoen right there. He's got a couple of those now here in this third quarter.
Yeah, it looked like the same play that got drawn up for that long run Nichols had on the fumble.
First and 10, Schoen again. A little tougher this time, but he'll find a seam and get out to the 22. Maybe the 23, pick up almost three on the play for Schoen. And it'll bring up second down. Abe Johnson, Ronald McLeod right. Des Stewart over here to the near side. On second down from the 23-yard line. Boy, he got four on that play. Miller, play action this time. Will roll to his right, dumps it for Abe Johnson. Caught and hit immediately at the 26-yard line. Gain of three more. So it'll be third down and about three now coming up for the Panthers.
Big play right here. Try to get a first down. Deep in their own territory.
Schoen checks out. Nichols in. Be third down and a long two now. Panthers staring at the sideline, getting the play call. Pepe Pearson and Zach Bruni both signal in the plays from the sideline. Nichols behind Miller on a big third down and two here. High score, third quarter. Miller rolling near side, throws to a wide open Abe Johnson, 35. Cut back to the 40 and brought down from behind at the 43-yard line by Brett Pasche. And how about that? I kind of thought they were going to keep it on the ground there, and I think so did the Chargers because they forgot about Abe Johnson.
The best part of that play, too, was Todd, he caught the ball and secured it. He held it like he was not going to let go of it. And we saw that. We don't want to have another turnover.
Here's Mark Nichols. Good cutback. 45 and out over the 50 and stumbles his way to the 46 of Hillsdale. Matt Payne able to knock him to the ground, but a good hard run for Mark Nichols, who will check out. Schoen back in. Panthers speeding up right now, hitting the gas pedal and back to the line of scrimmage. They'll line a trio of receivers, one behind each other to our right. Now Brandon Schoen to the right of Miller. They'll throw it out right for Abe Johnson. Tries to get upfield to the 50. Good defense by Hillsdale, and Abe will do everything he can to get to the line of scrimmage, and 19 penalty markers are down on the field.
I think we just got flagged for something.
Wow, they came flying from every angle, and that cannot be good. And I'll repeat it again. Hillsdale is doing an outstanding job of defending that quick little hitter on the outside. When it's been multiple receivers out there, when it's been one-on-one out here on the outside, it's worked out.
Right.
But in that formation, Abe Johnson had just nowhere to go.
It's a holding call, and there's a high probability for holding on those little plays because you got to block so much to try to get some positive yardage.
And it's relying on wide receivers to get out there who are,
typically not blockers.
Typically not. They will block, but it's not their everyday job. So back to the 43, second and 11 now, 7:05 to play, third quarter tie score. Mark Miller now out of the pistol. He will play action pass to Brandon Schoen. Steps up, throwing right. He's got Ronald McLeod out there. He spun around and couldn't hang on. Just about able to hang on as he looked up into the sun. The wind got a hold of it and just couldn't quite make the catch. So now it'll be third down and long.
Panther fans here wanted a flag on that one. Defender kind of tripped, and as a result, McLeod kind of tripped as well.
McLeod will check out after that long pass route. And now it turns into a third and 11 here for ODU. Williams and Johnson right. Des Stewart over here to the near side. Keep your eye on number three over here on this near sideline with Daniel Pittman locked up on him. Schoen will stand right behind Mark Miller. Third down and 11. Chargers are coming from right up the middle. Miller will step throw to the left, and it's incomplete. Just off the fingertips of Stewart. Boy, that was great play by Matt Payne. I don't know if he's kind of faked coming in and then dropped back, but I know Miller never saw him, and that was good coverage by Hillsdale.
Lucky he didn't get intercepted.
There's also a penalty marker back. Personal foul, roughing the passer against Hillsdale. I never saw it.
That's what you get when you bring the house like that on third down.
Run the risk.
Yep.
Boy, both teams.
Huge break.
Killing themselves with penalties today.
Well, that's something Coach Conley said there at halftime down on the field, that they really got to limit their penalties.
So that'll move it to Hillsdale's 42-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10.
Hit the reset button.
Yep, the drive is extended. Two receivers right, one left. And Brandon Schoen in the backfield gets a delay handoff. Cuts right, 40, out to the 39 of Hillsdale. Gain of about three on first down. And a drive, Matt, that started back at the three-yard line. Now has been extended due to a penalty, and they've got it in Hillsdale territory.
Yeah, this is what we were talking about when the play or the drive started, that we just kind of need a long, sustained drive, get a little bit of that momentum back after getting the wind pulled right out of our sails at the beginning of the half.
Casey Williams and Abe Johnson to the right. Des Stewart over here to the near side. Shown behind Miller on second down. They'll give to Brandon up the middle, 40 to the 35, and down right there. Nice little surge by the line. That gave Brandon a little room. And it'll be third down and about three now coming up for the Panthers, who are over 100 yards rushing now on the day against a very staunch defense. But a big play coming up here.
Yep.
They'll go in. Go empty backfield with two receivers left, three to the right. Miller by himself standing with his toes on the 40. They need 3 yards. Kelke snaps it back. Miller floats it out to the right. Johnson's got it with some work to do, and he's not even close. Steve Harding comes up and makes a spectacular tackle in the open flat. No gain. Fourth and three. What are the Panthers going to do?
Be about a, what, 52-yarder?
They're going to go for it.
Got that. Yep.
5:15 to play, third quarter, 14 all, and the Panthers will go for it here. Last week, 0-for-2 on fourth down, including one at the goal line that turned into an interception. And Coach Bill Conley wants to call a timeout and get everybody on the right page. We'll pause. 5 to play in the third quarter, 14 all, Hillsdale, High Dominican on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studio. Some more score updates for you. Northern Michigan leading Finley 17-7 with 9:10 to go in the second quarter. Walsh still leading Northwood 13-7 as they have begun play in the third quarter of that game. And an impressive showing by Nebraska so far. The Cornhuskers lead the 16th-ranked UCLA Bruins 21-10 at the half. Now back out to Panther Field.
And the Panthers have changed their mind. They will send the punting unit onto the field. They had thought about it going for it on fourth down and three. Coach Conley asked for the timeout. And they've at least sent the punting unit out onto the field. Whether or not they're going to actually punt, I don't know. Mikey Snyder standing at his own 50. Two Chargers are back to receive. And you look at their formation, they're not convinced the Panthers are going to punt. They're in a little safe mode right now. Tyler Hayes snaps it back. Snyder will kick the bottom of the football straight up into the air. Harding waving for a fair catch. Gets out of the way. Then it bounces backwards. Almost hit him in the foot and is down at the 16. Took too good of a backwards bounce away from the goal line. And it turns into only a 19-yard punt. So this is kind of how the game started.
Right. Kind of back and forth.
Yep.
Stalemate.
We were scoreless for the longest time. Hillsdale scored late first quarter to go up 7-0. Panthers scored two late touchdowns in the second quarter to lead 14-7 at half. Hillsdale, after the Panthers looked like they were going to score, flip it around and throw a 40-yard touchdown pass to tie the game. And now it's 14-all with Hillsdale first and 10 at their own 17-yard line. And Landry will keep on a student body right. He's forward and nowhere to go. Martavius Lewis has got him. We'll pick up, I guess, five. And a good run there for Sam Landry. But again, that's what we talked about early in the game. We're seeing more running of Landry today than we saw statistically last week against Cal.
Yeah, and it's been effective. And like we've said all game long, they like to run the ball. They've got Spence and Koski in on all the action and Landry as well, and that's what they kind of live and die by on their offense.
Second down and five. Isaac Spence the carry right up through the hole to the 26-yard line, just short of the first down by about a yard and a half. So a third down play now coming up for Hillsdale. And wholesale changes for Hillsdale on offense. This Charger team Pretty efficient in getting their players on and off the field. They go empty backfield on third and a yard. Landry will move right in behind center. Boy, it's going to be an interesting spot. Far side official. Yeah, I don't know.
Be close.
I'm going to say short, but I'm not sold I'm right. If I was trying to sell you something right now, I'd be doing a really bad job.
I'm not buying it.
Got a rotten angle. Next week will be 600 so odd miles and near another country. In the Superior Dome at Northern Michigan and Marquette in the Upper Peninsula. And the Panthers and Wildcats will play for the second time. ODU won last year here. Chains are out. They stretch them out. Didn't get it. Just short. What I told you, he didn't have it.
Sending out the punt.
That's right. But to finish that, 3 o'clock game next week, 2:30, our Panthers countdown pregame show. I've got the Huskies and the dog sled all lined up and ready to go, partner.
Got the parkas and the gloves and the hat.
But unfortunately, we're indoors.
Still cold up there.
All right, fourth down and inches, and the punting unit on the field for Hillsdale. Snap it back, Eltringham, Panthers coming in, they blocked it! All the way through the back of the end zone, out onto Panther Parkway, and into the neighborhood next door! That is unbelievable! That is a safety for the Panthers defense. I've never seen a punt block backwards so far in my life. It's 16-14 ODU.
It almost split the uprights, it looked like. I wonder if they would have given us three.
I'm not sure who got it, but it's irrelevant. Boy, they came after Eltringham, and that one was just rejected. And it's 16-14 Panthers, and a big shift here again.
Yeah, Todd, tight games like this we saw in the first half, it was one or two plays are going to make the difference, and that could be one or two of those plays that we just saw right there.
I'm going to go with Brad McCurdy on the block until I hear otherwise.
They certainly ought to be all down there on the sideline high-fiving them.
I can process and eliminate and deduct. What a change. Now they're getting word DeAndre Harrison on the block. Doesn't matter. The 2 points still count the same.
Still got the 2 points.
So now Eltringham will punt on the free kick from the 20-yard line. And a spiraling kick will hang into the air for Justin Bell at the 32, to the 40, to the 45, to midfield. And good field position here for the Panthers with momentum and 3:36 to play in the third quarter, leading 16-14.
To keep that momentum going, we saw a nice drive on the last series. We were unable to convert it into any points, but backed up on our own 3-yard line, made it all the way down and deep into Panthers territory. And unfortunately couldn't convert, but now we've got the ball here at the Hillsdale 49-yard line. Good field position to put together another drive and keep the scoring coming.
Listening to Panther football on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WBSG AM 820 in Columbus. Todd Bell, Matt Natale, Charlie Danis back at the studios from the Hillsdale 49. Mark Nichols sweeping left, cuts up field, spins around to 45 and down to the 43-yard line. Couple in there for Hillsdale on the tackle that included Moynihan.
Looks like
I think
Nichols.
Roger Stewart. Go ahead,
sorry,
partner.
Todd. Looks like Nichols forgot about that fumble. That's the best thing that he can do for himself is get some positive yards and positive plays and put that play behind him. That's a distant memory.
And Nichols over 100 yards with that carry right there. Two to the right, one to the left. Brandon Schoen will get the carry. He'll sweep left. 45. Hit at the 43. Down at the 39. Maybe a first down. I'll tell you, last week, we were concerned a little bit about the running attack of Ohio Dominican, inexperienced offensive line. Perrin Cunningham, the second most starts on the offensive line out this week. Jan Selleman has had to fill the void. They've even had to go to T.J. Gillis back up center at times today, as on first and 10, shown through the middle, 35, 30, straight down the middle, to the 20. He's pulling away. Touchdown, Brandon Jones. 39 yards.
There's that running game you were just talking about, Todd.
Needless to say, they have woken up and done a fantastic job up front today. And the tandem of Schoen and Nichols, and the Panthers now lead 22-14.
We saw Schoen break that long run on the first play from scrimmage last week. Got called back. You can tell he's kind of been chomping at the bit, waiting to get. We saw so many of those last year. He did that in the spring game, and here he does it for some points, and that's exactly what they needed.
And the point after coming up by Brent Wally. It is on the way, and it is good. 2:49 to play, and all of a sudden it's a 9-point ODU lead on the 39-yard touchdown run for Brandon Schoen. And what still just seems to amaze me is his pull-away speed.
Yeah.
We were shocked in that game at Grand Valley when he had the long touchdown run. Spring game last March, he pulled away from Justin Bell, a preseason All-American, who had a great angle on him. And right there, he just kind of hit another burst when he got into the middle of their linebacking core and was gone.
He's got those nitro boosters, and the amazing thing is he's bigger than he was last year.
Yes.
He's at 205 pounds now, and he's just got, when he gets that open open real estate and breakaway, he's got that breakaway speed and just causes separation. It's incredible.
Mark Nichols, 101 yards. Brandon Schoen sitting at 93 right now. And Ohio Dominican with a 23-14 lead now on Hillsdale. That was a short drive, three plays, 49 yards in just 47 seconds. And Ohio Dominican now with 430 total yards of offense and 206 on the ground.
First big play of the game. I mean, they've just been chipping away and chipping away and chipping away. That's where all those big numbers are coming from, it seems like.
All right, Wally's got the ball teed up. He'll kick it into the air. Nice line drive kick backing Isaac Spence up into his own end zone. He bobbles it. It's on the goal line. He doesn't know what to do with it. He comes out. Here's all black shirts, and he's at the two. Worst case scenario for Isaac Spence is he didn't catch it clean. Looking up into the sun, it rested on the goal line, and he didn't know what to do, and I didn't know what he should do, to be honest.
I think he was worried about getting a safety.
Absolutely.
Because he hit the ball. He was in back in the end zone, hit the ball, went back out into about the three-yard line, and coming back in the end zone would have been a safety. I think he just was confused and went to make sure he didn't get any more points and get the ball back for the Panthers.
After a block punt safety and a three-play scoring drive, the Panthers suddenly lead by nine, and Hillsdale's at their own three-yard line. Koski is the single back. Landry under center. He'll give to Koski. Stumbled down, and he is just across the goal line. Everybody on the sideline with hands above their heads wanting a safety, but Koski was able to just get across the goal line.
Boy, this defense is amped up right now. The crowd's really into it. Most people here in the stands at Panther Field are on their feet.
Lots of black and gold in the stands. We're 2:22 away from the serenading of Sweet Caroline.
That's right.
Fans are warming up right now as they are all on their feet below on second down and 12 from the one-inch line. Landry in under center. Turn, pitches it back to Koski, hitting the backfield. He's fighting at the goal line. Did he get in? He fumbled the football. The Panthers have recovered it. It's a touchdown, ODU. DeAndre Harrison has recovered the ball in the end zone for a Panther touchdown. Unbelievable.
DeAndre Harrison has by himself scored 8 points for the Panthers here in the third quarter after that safety on the block punt.
I was looking at the line judge to see where he was going to mark forward progress, and then he threw the beanbag.
He threw the beanbag right at the one-yard line, and then the ball popped out.
A stunned Charger sideline across the way. Brent Wally to come on for the extra point. It is up, and it is good. 2:01 to play in the third, and all of a sudden, it's 30-14 Ohio Dominican.
I'm stunned, Todd.
Wow.
I'm stunned up here. This is what we were talking about. It was going to be tight games like this. There's going to be one or two plays. It's going to break the camel's back and break it wide open. Luckily for Ohio Dominican, it was on their side. And now we got a 30-14 lead right here late in the third quarter.
I wanted to mention this much earlier in this game, but the crowd that Hillsdale brought today, just phenomenal.
Right?
They have packed their side of the stands here at Panther Field. They have at least 20 blue Hillsdale flags with the big white H flapping in the wind across the way. They were here bright and early tailgating this morning, and all of a sudden, they are sitting on their hands and cannot believe what has just transpired in the last 5 minutes of this game.
Yeah, they were ready to go this morning, Todd. I got here, rolled up. They had the grills going in the parking lot. Almost took off my ODU jacket and got a cheeseburger.
ODU has been to Hillsdale the last 2 years. Nothing but phenomenal hospitality there. Hopefully the fans treated them well today in the parking lot. And Wally will kick it away with 2:01 to play in the third, and Isaac Spence will field it at the 6. Out to the 15, cut back to the 20, and tapped down by Austin Osborne at the 26-yard line. Now, there's still 17 minutes to go in this game.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, Hillsdale's pretty good. and we've seen them strike quickly in this game today, even though they only have the two scores. We've seen them come up with big plays. Now let's see if Hillsdale has an answer.
Yeah, it might seem like ancient history at this point, but it was early in the third quarter they had the 40-yard touchdown pass.
And all the momentum.
Right.
And the Panthers were backed up at their own 3-yard line. All right, first down and 10, Hillsdale from their own 24. Isaac Spence single back, Landry to throw. Stepped up over the middle and incomplete. Good coverage there by Billy Akins and Justin Bell as they knock it away from John Haley. It'll be second down and 10. Second down for Hillsdale as Mott and Miller will go to the left and Haley over here to the near side. Isaac Spence will shift to the left of the quarterback, Sam Landry. Senior captain takes a high snap, speed option left, he'll keep 25-30, cuts back, 35 out to the 40-yard line, and Justin Bell finally will bring Landry down at the 42 after a gain of 18 yards.
Yeah, huge run by Landry there, and that's kind of what we were just talking about. Got to limit the big plays, make sure that we don't let off the gas pedal, because before you know it, they could be right back in.
Absolutely. And I'm sure Hillsdale hasn't forgotten the way Ohio Dominican beat the nationally ranked Chargers 2 years ago with two scores in the last 2 minutes up at Hillsdale. First down and 10 at the 42-yard line. Two receivers left. Foote will go in motion to the left side now. And Landry will look to throw as he rolls out to the left. Fake pump, deep ball downfield. He's got a wide open Evan Bach. 20 to the 15. He'll walk in, touchdown. Just like that, 58-yard Evan Bach was wide open. And just like that, the Chargers score to make it 30-20.
Boy, Todd, first quarter, it looked like it was going to be 7-3 type of game. Now it's turning into a shootout.
It is. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And in the blink of an eye, the Chargers respond. Still 1:16 to go in the third. And Hillsdale is going to, for whatever reason, get into a silly game here of going for two with a whole other quarter to go. They're going to go for two here to try and make it an 8-point game. Carter tight end will shift from right to left. Two receivers left, one to the right. Isaac Spence is in the backfield. Now Landry will move in under center. They'll bring Carter in motion. Now Landry, quick drop, throw to the back corner right side for Haley, and it's going to be incomplete. Boy, he and Billy Akins were just scrapping and clawing, trying to go for that jump ball, and it falls incomplete. And now Hillsdale trails by a score of 30-20 with 1:16 to play in the third quarter.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure about going for that two there. I mean, you take the points when you can get them, especially with the way Ohio Dominican's getting points non-conventionally.
Yeah. So everybody's got to regroup, and the Panthers will get the ball back as the Chargers come right back and answer. Hillsdale last week led 13-0, let it slip away, and lost 22-19. They outgained Cal 450-307 last week. They're coming right back to Ohio next week. They'll hang a left once they get across the border and head to Stark County and to Fawcett Stadium, where they will take on the Malone Pioneers. Just a three-play, 76-yard drive. Only took 41 seconds for them to get back into it.
Had the long quarterback run by Landry on that speed option and then the long touchdown pass we were talking about, limiting big plays.
Kickoff is away. And Mark Nichols back at his own 5 will take it. Going right to left. Up to the 20. Up the numbers. Head down and out to the 32. There's a Panther helmet on the field. And now there's two penalty markers laying right next to that Panther helmet. Brent Allerding. And let's see if that's a face mask against Hillsdale that will help the Panthers offense out here. I'm hoping. I'm allowed to hope, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Long Allerding. Discussion, and nobody's pointing any direction either side.
Allerding got popped on that.
Penalties against the Panthers. Mm. All right. So another special teams gaff by ODU, and they'll back it up here. They've had two covering kicks where they've had personal fouls, and now holding on a return.
Yeah, I think what happened on that play was Allerding got popped and knocked on the ground. His helmet flew off, and the special teams player that hit him, Allerding just kind of grabbed his leg.
All right, so it'll be Ohio Dominican football at their own 19-yard line now. So right back to work for the Panthers offense. It's Brandon Schoen in the backfield here on this first down play. They'll play fake to him. Rolling Miller out here to the near side. He'll try and run to the 20, to the 21. Not a lot going on downfield. They had Des Stewart double covered. Nate Weeks was out there as well. Miller elected to just keep it and run. Got positive yardage, 2nd and 7. Right now, the last thing you want to do is turn the ball over.
Right. Especially at your own 21-yard line.
You're still leading by 2 scores, leading by 10 on what potentially is the last play of the third. Nichols in the backfield now. They'll give it to him on the delay. 20, hit it to 23, and they're able to slow him down enough where they can come up. Pittman will make the tackle at the 25. Gain of 4. It'll be 3rd down and a little more than 3 coming up now for ODU. See if they squeeze off a play here before the end. 20 seconds still on the clock. And I think ODU is going to let the time run out. An exciting third quarter that saw Hillsdale tie it, and then an explosion by the Panthers with 2 defensive scores. 1 safety, 1 fumble recovery in the end zone. And it's 30-20 Panthers at the end of 3 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Some scores to pass along. Tiffin and Michigan Tech tied at 7 with 12:17 to go in the second quarter. Just about to hit halftime. Northern Michigan leading Finley 31-7. Walsh leading Northwood 19-7 with 6:05 to go in the third quarter. And a little bit of an upset alert brewing in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The Wolverines with a slim 14-10 lead over the Akron Zips with 8:13 to go in the third quarter at the Big House. Todd, I didn't see that coming.
Well, we get ready to start the fourth quarter here, and the Panthers lead by a score of 30-20. Total offense at the end of 3, 437 to 304 in favor of Ohio Dominican. Nichols over 100 yards rushing. Sam Landry is their actual leading rusher today with 54 yards. The quarterback for Hillsdale, who's 10 of 17 passing for 184. And for Mark Miller, 20 of 29 passing for 224 today. 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Third down and 3 for ODU. It's Brandon Schoen, first play, fourth quarter. Going left, he's going to get out of bounds. Oh, he is out of bounds, and he will have the first down. Thought maybe it stayed inbounds there as he turned back upfield. But a big third down play right there, Matt, to give the Panthers a first down.
They need a long, sustained drive here. Make sure you don't turn the ball over. Hopefully get some points on the board. Get deep into Hillsdale's territory.
So it'll be 1st down and 10. Brandon Schoen straight up the middle. And this time the Charger defense is there to make the stop on Schoen. Panthers looks like they're going to have 2 backs go over 100 yards today. As Nichols already over 100. Schoen is now at 100 for the afternoon. 2nd down and a little less than 2. Or let me try it again. 2nd down a little more than 8. I'm going the wrong direction on the chains over there. Shown in the backfield. They'll play fake to him. Miller rolling to the near side. Looking downfield for Casey Williams. Spun around and dives, and it's incomplete at the 25-yard line. Casey Williams was step for step with Harding. And it'll be third and long now for the Panthers. On those long passes today, none of us have been able to gauge the wind. Every receiver, though, for ODU's had to turn around.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're not on the same page or if it's the wind moving the ball back and forth on them on where Miller's trying to throw it.
Yeah, Williams just got a little turned around down there. And the one, well, we got the American flag down here at a standstill, so who knows?
All right, third and eight now from the 35. Big play here for ODU. Miller will take the shotgun snap, being pressured, rolls to his right, buys some time, throws, and it's going to be caught by Abe Johnson at the 45 of Hillsdale, breaks out into the open, to the 30, cuts back against the green, to the 20, to the left sideline, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Abe Johnson, 67 yards. On what was a floater by Mark Miller, who bought time in the pocket to find an open Abe Johnson, and Abe did the rest.
I think Abe ran about 90 yards, changing direction of field there, got some nice blocks downfield, and just like that, on the board again.
What a huge play for the Panthers to gain some momentum back.
On third down, too, third and long.
Yes, it was. And Brent Wally out for the extra point. Snyder, punter, puts it down. And Wally's kick is good. 13:51 to play in the third quarter, and Matt, it's back out now to a 17-point lead. And never in my wildest dreams today would I have thought the Panthers would throw 37 points and now maybe more on the board against this Hillsdale defense.
Not a million. I mean, even after the first quarter. Even after the first quarter, like I said before the game, I was talking to a couple of the folks in the press box, and they were asking what I thought this game would be like and how it would go, and I think I said it could go either way, but I think it's going to be about a 17-13 match. I'm glad nobody put any money on it.
Well, think about this. The Panthers went the first 26 minutes of this game scoreless. They didn't score until 3:52 to go in the second quarter, and now all of a sudden have 37 points, including a block punt for safety and a fumble recovery in the end zone. So 10 points have come from the defense.
Well, maybe they're just used to the 1 o'clock starts from last year. They didn't get going until 1 o'clock about. Kicking off at noon today, they didn't wake up for about an hour.
One of only four home games this year for ODU. And three Saturdays with the nationally televised game against the Findlay Oilers on October 17th, an 8 o'clock kickoff here at Panther Field. Wally approaches and puts the ball into the air. And Isaac Spence, who's had an adventurous day, fumbles it in the end zone. This time he can fall on it, and it's a touchback. It'll come out to the 20-yard line.
A little gun-shy, maybe.
I'll tell you. I mean, it doesn't take much, Matt. I mean, one time of just having one little hiccup, and all of a sudden you start thinking, oh, gosh, here comes another one. Oh, my gosh, it's at my head. I just dropped another one. I mean, it just steamrolls right there. And that's why it was so good to see the way Mark Nichols bounced back after a touch or a fumble when he was near the end zone in the second quarter.
That's exactly what I was just going to say.
Third quarter, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Third quarter. The way he came back, was able to get some nice runs under his belt after that fumble.
And remember, the ball comes out to the 25 after a kickoff touchback. That rule implied last year, and Landry on a play-action pass will throw. Out to his right as a wide-open receiver. That is Fote, and he'll make his way out near the 35-yard line. So Alex Fote, sophomore from Anna, will make the catch, and a good pickup of about eight. And I would expect us to see Hillsdale now probably pick up their tempo a little bit,
yep.
Probably start a little bit more of the short passing game just to move the ball down the field.
Yeah, down 17 with 13 and some change left in the game. They're going to have to hurry it up and get the ball downfield on a running game and isn't going to fit well with this.
Sasek and Mott over here to the near side. Tight formation. They will toss to Koski. Hit behind the line of scrimmage and drop at that's going to be a loss of a yard. I know what you're saying. They had second and short, probably just going to try and get the first down there and get moving, and it turns into a tackle for loss for ODU's defense.
And the clock keeps running.
Right now, Justin Bell leading the defense with 9 tackles. Warren Shields with 7. Third down at 2. This might be the ball game for Hillsdale here.
It could be.
Down by 17 in the fourth. They will play action pass. Culbertson misses the quarterback. Landry now, who will fake pump, and he's going to be hit and sacked back at the 25. McCurdy and Nico Tanksley are there for the sack back at the 25-yard line. A loss of 13 on the play. My, oh my. Let me correct the loss on the play. It'll be a loss of 7 on the play. And they'll punt it away. Boy, Culbertson came flying through and just really ruined that play from the start.
And Tanksley was there to get out on the mop-up duty and really lay the wood to Landry and come up with a huge play. As you said, could have been the game for Hillsdale right there.
Eltringham with no rush, a low line drive wobbler that'll bounce and hit at the 40 and take a huge Hillsdale roll downfield. And it'll go to the 27-yard line. Panthers had no desire to come after that one and maybe block or hit the punter and extend a drive here for Hillsdale. Stayed away from it. Now, 11:55 to go here in the fourth. Panthers lead 37-20. Now is where you'd like to have some sort of a sustained drive, run 4 or 5 minutes right off this clock here.
Get the ground game going. Two running backs over 100 yards with Nichols and Schoen today.
Yep.
Let's just keep that going. And
Nichols 13 for 105. Schoen 17 for 102. Neither have lost a yard today. So it is first down and 10 from the 27-yard line. Panthers left to right, donning the all-black. Miller fumbles the snap, and they'll fall on it at the 20. It almost went right to Mark Nichols,
yeah.
And he could have taken off running. But
I think at this point, fall on
yeah.
it. We got that nice lead. We don't want to...
But these are the types of things.
Yeah.
You can't make that mistake right
yep.
there when you're trying to ground out the fourth quarter clock. Second down after a loss of 6 and 16 yards. Panthers looking for their 7th win in a row. They've averaged 32 points a game over the previous 6 dating back to last year. And they've put 37 on the board today. Second down from the 21-yard line. And Miller will throw. Downfield, long ball. He's got McKnight out there. And he couldn't make the play because of the great defensive effort by Daniel Pittman, who got back and got his arm in there to break up that pass.
Yeah, had him wide open, and Pittman got in there. That's textbook defense for defensive backs to get in there and break up the pass. That was a great play.
So it'll now be third down and 16 for ODU. A clock stops with 11:11 to play in the game. And the line will work its way back up to the line of scrimmage here. After getting the play call from the sideline, Panthers go with the no huddle. Two receivers left, one near side, and now Nichols behind Mark Miller. Panthers need the 37 for a first. Miller back to the air. They're coming after him, and he'll just throw it away. Wise decision. He had Joe Snyder staring him right in the face and did the best thing he could. That was to chuck it out of bounds. Bad news there is the Panthers ran zero time off the clock.
Yeah.
Lost 5 yards, and now there's a flag down back where Miller got hit. They're not going to call Snyder for a late hit here, are they? That looked clean to me. Oh, okay.
Grounding.
Yeah, they were potentially grounding.
Yeah.
The ball may not have gotten back to the line of scrimmage, Matt. Remember, the ball has
yeah.
to get back to the line of scrimmage. The official was about to say that the quarterback was in the pocket when he let go of it, but let's see if it got back to the line of scrimmage or not.
I don't think I've ever seen a flag thrown that late.
Okay, they'll say no flag on the play. Receiver was in the area. Either way, it would have still been Hillsdale ball, but
yeah.
they would have picked up a little bit extra yardage after the flag would have been thrown. Yeah, I didn't even think grounding. That
yeah.
really never entered my mind, and I know Snyder hit him after he threw, but I thought it was a clean play. So fourth down now in about 16, and Steve Harding is back at his own 47 to receive this punt from Snyder. I think the Chargers are coming here, and he gets it away, and his best punt of the day. Harding waving a fair catch all the way back at the 33-yard
wow.
line. That was 14 yards further than Harding ever thought it was going to go. Mike Snyder with his best punt of the year at a crucial time there for ODU, giving their defense a little bit of breathing room.
Might be the best punt of his career.
It might
Man,
be.
He's really come on very nicely for the special teams unit for Ohio Dominican, doing a great job handling the punting duties.
So it'll be first down and 10 Hillsdale. And they'll have it at the 43-yard line. Correct that. 33-yard line, my mistake. Landry will work out of the shotgun. Hillsdale trails 37-20. And a snap back to Landry. Panthers rush four. They're coming. And the throw is high but caught. Evan Bach at the 35 and tackled immediately. Sidney Omame was an eyelash away from planting number seven Landry.
They got back to the line of scrimmage.
Gain of maybe a yard and a half. Landry to throw again. Dumps it off. This one's caught by Carter. He's out to the 45 and down at the 48-yard line. McCurdy and Culbertson make the tackle, but not before they pick up 13 and a first down.
Nice open field tackle. Pretty much saved a huge play there. There's nothing but real estate in front of him.
So it'll be first down and 10. And Landry rolling to his right, comes back to his left, now looks over the middle, and Hardy's got no. He rolled over and dropped it at the 45 of ODU. So John Haley, I said Hardy, John Haley on that attempted reception. Second down from the 48-yard line. 10:18 clock stopped here in the fourth quarter, and Hillsdale with the ball trailing by 17. Two receivers right, one over here to the near side. And Landry out of the shotgun. Looking right, pressured up the middle, sidesteps it, throws back and into the turf over here to the near side. So an incompletion, and it'll bring up third down. They were looking for Luke Angelosi. Now Landry now, days now 13 out of 22 for 208. He does have three touchdowns. They need the Panther 42. Landry to throw again. Slips, stumbles, runs into his own man, hit from behind and drops at the 48-yard line. Paul Wesselhoff, two fumble recoveries and a sack last week, comes up with a sack here.
Great second effort, Todd. He got into the backfield and got blocked, shed the block, and was able to come up behind Landry to pull up the big play. And Hillsdale's going to punt it away on fourth down, fourth and long.
So from the 47-yard line, 9:40 and counting, 4th and 11 Hillsdale, and Elteringham back out there. And he will send one skyward, Justin Bell waving at it, and in front of three Chargers, including Alex Folk, who was right in his grill, makes that fair catch. Change of possession with 9:32 to go in the game, and ODU leads 37-20. Well, we've had a little bit of everything here today. Yep. ODU trying to go 2-0 for the first time since 2008. And a loss today by Hillsdale would send them 0-2 for the first time since 2005.
These players were probably in about second grade.
Not that, only 8 years ago. They were just entering high school.
There you go.
First down from the 18-yard line for ODU, left to right. Ronald McLeod will come in motion. They'll give it to him on a jet sweep. To the 15, to the 20. Great block downfield shown and hitting down at the 35-yard line. First time we've really seen Ronald McLeod like that out in open field. Justin DiAgostino made a fine tackle, but a huge gain of 17 for Ronald McLeod on the ground.
Yeah, and I was hoping that they would keep the clock running on that, but it looks like they're saying he was out of bounds on that play.
And now it starts up as they reset the ball. First down and 10 at the 35. Remember, they had to stop after the move of the chains anyways. Here's Brandon Schoen, sidestepping to the right. 35 to the 40, 45, and down at the 47. And they'll say he's actually out at the 45, right at the first down marker, and another first down. And I'll tell you, we said a little bit, I am surprised. I'm
really
shocked, and right now they are wearing Hillsdale down.
I would have never guessed two backs over 100 yards against this experienced defense.
No.
Not at all, especially coming off of that lackluster running game performance against Georgetown last week.
First down and 10 at the 45-yard line. And Mark Miller turns, gives to Schoen out of the pistol. He'll turn forward 45, hurdles a man to the 50, and slides down inbound at the 47 of Hillsdale. Brandon Schoen had only one thing in mind right there. That was stay inbounds, and he did the job. So a gain of 8 for Brandon. Clock down to 8:37 and counting. ODU leading 37-20 as they look to win their GLIAC opener for the first time in year 4 of the Division II in GLIAC play.
Improved to 5-5 in home openers.
Second down for ODU from the 47-yard line of Hillsdale. Mark Nichols replaces Schoen. Mark will get the carry up the middle. Cuts left, first down, 40 into the 38 of Hillsdale. 8:10, clock will stop as they reset the chains, and a drive that began back at their own 17-yard line is now into the deep territory of Hillsdale to the 38-yard line. And you see ODU start to take a little more time
right
at the line of scrimmage right now as that clock is their friend. First down and 10. McKnight and McLeod left. Now McLeod will come over here as well to join Casey Williams. Still 10 on the clock. Nate Weeks is H-back right. And now Miller will turn and give to Mark Nichols. Sweeping right. They come through. He breaks one, two tackles, and down at the 33. Wow. I thought Mark was going to get crushed on that play because one of the backers came shooting through, and Mark just kind of sidestepped him and shed him aside.
That type of power back that just never stops moving his legs, keeps him pumping and getting positive yards.
Second down after a gain of four for Nichols. Nate Weeks will get a breather, and Jared Butler will replace him in the lineup, the sophomore backup tight end from Winford. Nichols stays in the backfield. Two receivers left, one right for Mark Miller on second down and six from the Hillsdale 34. Mark turns left, gives to Nichols. Up the middle, spins his way down to the 32. Short gain, yard and a half. It'll be third down coming up now for the Panthers and about 5 yards to go. And for Hillsdale to have any chance, they've got to come up with a stop here. Nichols, after three straight carries, will check out. Brandon Schoen will check back in. This is this two-headed monster that you need to have in this conference to have any sort of a shot. And, boy, we are seeing it today.
Found a good combination with these two.
Third down and five. Miller will take it, play action pass, rolling to his right, steps, lobs one downfield for Dez Stewart, and it's out of bounds, incomplete, would have been intercepted by Pittman, but he was out of bounds.
I think Miller waited a little too long on that play. He had Stewart wide open, so he was just trying to get out of the pocket and get good footing, but he had him wide open.
Fourth and five, perhaps too far for Wally. Or to avoid a block and a return, Panthers will go for it here. They need the 28 of Hillsdale for a first down. Fourth down play. Miller now checks off, looks to the sideline, still 10 on the play clock. McLeod and Stewart right, one receiver left. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, Mark takes it, and he'll punt it. Straight down the middle of the field. It'll bounce at the 5 and be down by McLeod at the 1 yard line. How about that?
You said it, Todd. We've seen everything today.
I didn't even know that one was in the arsenal.
Me neither. They're a couple of plays away from seeing a stolen base or something at this point.
Well, that's the day it's been for ODU. And Mark Miller gets his punt downed at the 1 yard line.
I wonder if Mikey Schneider's been helping him out with that play.
If he hasn't, he'll take all the credit for
it. That's right. He got him down to the 1 yard line.
So Hillsdale down by 17 now, 37-20 with 6:13 to go in the game. We'll have it at their own one. This turned into a disaster the last time they had it down this far.
Yep.
Landry in under center. Turns and tosses to Koski. Hit again right at the goal line and fights out maybe to the 2. Boy, they keep running a toss sweep in the end zone, and that was the play that fumbled and went for a Panther touchdown last time. Just under 6 minutes to go in the game. They with us following the game, our post-game show. We'll have the final numbers, comments from head coach Bill Conley, and all the scores from around the country in afternoon football, and the Chargers are going to call time. We'll pause as well with 5:41 to go in the game. ODU 37, Hillsdale 20 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. More scores to pass along to you. Walsh opening up a 26-7 lead over Norwood, Northwood with 1:59 to go in the third quarter. UCLA has stormed back against Nebraska. They now lead the Huskers 24-21 with 4:40 to go in the third quarter. And the Wolverines still in a tight game with the Akron Zips. Michigan leading Akron 21-17, 14:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Back out to Panther Field.
Second down play. Koski has rumbled over the 5 to the 6-yard line, so a gain of 3. And it'll be third down and 5 now coming up for Hillsdale after their timeout. 5.5 to go. Panthers lead 37-20. Trying to beat Hillsdale for the second time in this series. Landry again working under center. Koski in the backfield, standing in the end zone. Landry will roll near side, plants in the end zone, back the other way to Carter. The catch, 10, first down, 15, 20, and out of bounds. They lost the tight end going back the other direction, and there's also a penalty marker down after the play. That's going to be 15 more against Ohio Dominican.
I think that was kind of ticky-tacky, hit out of bounds, I guess.
You want me to go ahead and script what Coach Conley's going to say after the game? We can't have those penalties anymore.
Right.
I can guarantee you he's going to bring up the penalties today.
There's been a few of them.
There have. So, first down. And Landry to throw over the middle, and McCurdy with great defense on tight end Keegan Smith. Boy, he hit him perfectly as the ball got there.
Curtis having himself a nice little game today here on defense.
Panthers are at 100 yards for penalties today. And Landry to throw on second down. And is that hung on to and caught? They'll say yes. Wow, what a catch by Andrew Mott rolling over near the sideline over here. That's on the Panthers sideline.
Coach Conley's in that referee's ear. You better believe it.
So first down, Hillsdale.
Fans are letting them know, too.
From the 46. And Landry backpedals, being pressured by Wessel Hoff near the sideline. Will just chuck it near Thunder, who wanted no part of that football, and it's out of bounds. Panther mascot with the cheerleaders to our left. And it'll be second down and 10.
Decided to finally put his head on there, son. Wandering around the sidelines before the game without the head on.
Golden rule broken. Second and 10, Hillsdale. Two receivers to either side. Now three to the right as Koski will leave the backfield. Andrew Mott on second down and 10. Will step forward over the middle. Koski the catch at the 40-yard line into the 38 of ODU. Nico Tanksley on the tackle after a gain of 8. You know, the Panthers have done a good job, Matt, that front defensive line today of getting pressure on Landry with only rushing 4 guys.
Right, and, you know, they run a lot of plays with him running the ball.
Here's Koski straight forward, 35-30, and to the 28-yard line. Gain of 10, first down, Hillsdale. Clock will stop momentarily with 4:11 to play in the game. Hillsdale trailing 47-30 with the ball.
Koski's got to be flirting with about 100, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, we'll see. First down play, Landry takes the shotgun snap, throws right through the hands of Carter and incomplete. And again, tight ODU coverage by Nico Tanksley. I think you thought he had a couple more yards than he did.
Okay.
I'll just leave it at that. Second down from the 28.
Seems like every other play, they're getting him the ball. Haven't seen Spence out there in a while.
He just jumped back in there, yep.
He's back in.
Cangelosi left. Mott and Sasek right. Landry takes the snap. The left-hander looking downfield. Pressure rolls to his left, and again, we'll just throw it out of bounds. So, third and 10. Four down territory now for Hillsdale. Team that was picked fifth in a very tough GLIAC North. Landry in under center this time. Drop straight back. Panthers rushing 4 again. Landry escapes 1. Penalty marker is out. Landry throws to Cangelosi, who bobbles, and it's incomplete. Good coverage again by Billy Akins that time as the sophomore from Pickerington jarred that loose from Cangelosi. I'm assuming this is a holding penalty, and it is, against Hillsdale. So do you take it and make it third and 20-plus, or do you make it fourth and 10? Coach Connolly conferring with his defensive coordinator, Coach Kelly Cummings. He'll decline it.
Yep.
It'll be fourth and 10. So, for Hillsdale, down 37-20, 3:51 to go. This is the game. Fourth down play coming up. Andrew Mott over to the right. Evan Bach will run that way. Stasik, their big receiver, over here to the left. Isaac Spence in the backfield. Fourth down and 10. They need the 18. Landry out of the shotgun. Takes the snap. Panthers are coming. Landry running for his life. Nowhere to go. Sacked back at the 35-yard line. That'll put the finishing touches on it. Sidney Omame, DeAndre Harrison, and others were in there. And the ball will go back over to Ohio Dominican.
This one's going to be extra sweet for Coach Conley, Todd. I know talking to him after the game last week, he had this one circled, and he really, 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 really wanted to beat these guys today, and they came, and our boys showed up to play.
Hillsdale started out in this one. The Panthers joined a conference in the South. They have now moved to the North with the additions of Walsh and Malone last year.
Yeah.
First down and 10, Panthers on offense. Here's Brandon Schoen sliding back to his left, 35, and down at the 38. And Hillsdale remained on the schedule as the crossover. So fourth year playing these guys. The first year, it was a no contest here. Second year, Panthers with a furious rally in the last 2 minutes of the game upset Hillsdale. Last year was a shellacking by Hillsdale over the Panthers, who never had a chance after a first play from scrimmage turnover.
Yep.
And today, the Panthers, who were in a dogfight 14-all midway through the third, a block punt, and a suing touchdown, and then a quick defensive score again. And the next thing you know, it was 30-14, and it's 37-20 now.
And the big play by A. Johnson there, that long touchdown.
Here's Brandon Schoen sweeping to the right. Turns up at the 40, down at the 43, just shy of the first down marker. And do we have a penalty marker down? We do. So this is going to go against Ohio Dominican, I would guess, which will put them over 100 yards in penalties.
Two backs over 100 yards rushing and over 100 yards of penalties.
I'll tell you, this is a huge crowd here today as well. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better Saturday. Ohio State plays at night. Alabama, Texas A&M will kick off here in a little bit. We have people standing everywhere, and I'm going to be flat out honest. I've done every home game since the middle of 2007, and this is the best student section we've ever had. They're just all standing down here to our left.
Like a homecoming game or something here.
Hey, that's the next home game.
That is the next home
September
game.
September 28th, when the Lakers of Grand Valley will embark on Columbus for the first time.
That should be an exciting one.
By the way, they're still sorting this penalty out. This hasn't just turned into a talk show all of a sudden. Panthers on the road at Northern Michigan next week. We'll have it for you right here. Personal foul chop block against the Panthers here. We'll have it for you starting at 2:30, kickoff at 3, and then back home for Grand Valley on the 28th to round out September, and then it'll be right into the teeth of South Division play. Panthers will have an open date this year in late October. A couple of tricky games in the middle there with Ashland and Finley.
Yep.
I tell you, what we said in the pregame today, Matt, this is the litmus test today to find out the direction that the rest of the season could potentially go. And ODU has answered today, and I bet there will be a few eyebrows raised around the conference with this final score today. Second and forever for ODU after the chop block. Brandon Schoen, the carry, will move forward over the 25 to the 26, and the clock will roll with 2:45 to go in the game.
I'll tell you, Todd, the nice thing about this game and picking up this win, it isn't because Hillsdale lost it.
No.
It's because Ohio Dominican came today and
made
showed a lot of character. They came to play. They made plays on special teams. They made big plays on offense. And they made big plays on defense. And off the cuff, when you said there's going to be some eyebrows raised when they see this score, I'm sure their first thought to many people is going to be like, well, Hillsdale had six turnovers.
Right.
Well, they didn't.
Yeah.
Ohio Dominican, you got to give credit to the Panthers the whole way with this. I mean, Hillsdale did make their mistakes, but Ohio Dominican capitalized on those mistakes.
Third down and long. Delayed as shown. 25, 30. Still a long way to go. 35 and out of bounds at the 37. Well shy of the first down marker. And if you're Hillsdale, you played turnover free for 2 weeks and you're 0-2. That makes no sense.
Right.
So fourth down, Panthers will kick it away. And the clock is stopped with 1:56 to go. And Snyder, whose last punt was 46, is season long. And Hillsdale's going to be sending 10 guys after this one. Snyder, rugby-style wobbler upfield. All he had to do was get rid of the football. It'll take a healthy roll inside the 25, still rolling inside the 15, and will be finally downed at the 17-yard line. Big punt by Snyder, aided by the field turf roll, and Hillsdale will take over with 1:44 to go in the game, back at their own. It'll be, 13-yard line, it appears. So, Hillsdale back on offense. And Landry, in fact, that's not Landry in there at quarterback. They have gone to a backup as they will hand to Koski, and this isn't even their backup. Well, I take that back. It is. Mark LaPrairie, who is listed as 17 on one depth chart, is out there wearing number one. So LaPrairie is out there. Two receivers to the right, one to the near side. Clock down to 1:15 and counting. Now LaPrairie checking off. He will take the shotgun snap, throws over here to the near side, and catch made by Haley and tapped out of bounds just over the 20. That'll stop the clock with 1:09 to go. There'll be plenty of smiles following this one today, and then the Panthers will get right back at it. And another lengthy road trip coming up next week to the Upper Peninsula. Third down and 2 here for Hillsdale. And now LaPrairie will work out of the shotgun. And we're going to have movement here against Hillsdale. Well, Gliac play started today. Only one non-conference game. That is Grand Valley tonight hosting Truman State. Gliac, a rough opening weekend, just went 3-10. With the Panthers getting one of the wins, Finley and Grand Valley the others. Big game tonight. Ashland is at Wayne State. That's a key game. Ashland ranked 21st now after their 10-9 loss to Indianapolis last week. That'll be the first ever night game played at Wayne State. Third down and 7. LaPrairie pressured. Rolls to his right. Will try and run. Tanksley will tap him down at the 14-yard line. And we got a timeout. No, we got a penalty marker down. Now we got a legal formation against Hillsdale. I'm assuming the Panthers will decline that penalty. And the punting unit will come out onto the field. Stringham will punt again. He has been a busy, busy guy back there. This will be punt number 9 for Elstringham. Toes on the goal line. Sends one way, way up into the air. Justin Bell will fair catch it at midfield. And the Panthers offense will come out onto the field in victory formation. So, first down of 10 Panthers.
Tell you, Todd, down here on the sideline, there's a lot of excitement on the Panthers bench with the coaches shaking hands and players high-fiving, and this is a sweet one for the team, and I know Coach Conley's really excited about winning this one. As we talked about a little bit earlier, he had this one circled on the calendar.
And into the victory formation, Mark Miller will take the knee. And they shouldn't, they'll have to snap it one more time, I think. It'll bring up a second down. They'll have to snap it one more time as they will go to 2-0 on the season. And an impressive explosion in the third quarter by Ohio Dominican. And the Panthers victorious by the final score of 37-20. Stay with us. Plenty to come on our Panther postgame show, including comments from head coach Bill Connolly. We're sending back to the studios in Charlie Dennis as we get the postgame started. Panthers win 37-20.
Thank you very much, Todd. Coming up on the Panthers postgame show, we'll recap today's game, talk with Ohio Dominican head coach Bill Connolly, and update you on scores across the GLIAC and beyond. You're listening to Ohio Dominican Football here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Ohio Dominican University graduate Ronald Todd talks about his first college experience.
In 1985, I was on a full scholarship. I was the typical kid that played football, and that's all I thought about. And I flunked out of school in 1988, and I was missing something. There's a thing we call style versus substance. I wanted substance.
For Ronald, substance meant earning his degree.
I would hear people talk about going back to school. Even I was saying you should finish school, and I felt like something was missing. I didn't want anybody to look at my resume. I got tired of saying I attended. I wanted to graduate from a college. ODU gave me opportunity to go back to school to graduate.
However, returning to school meant finding a degree program designed for working adults. The answer? ODU's LEAD program.
The program fit me. The atmosphere is cultivated for learning. It's cultivating to make you a better person. And that's why I chose the LEAD program, ODU.
Ronald achieved his success. Now it's your turn. Find out how at odudegrees.com.
The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday, and the sights and sounds of college football come alive with high-tech interactive displays, exhibits, and a 360-degree stadium theater that puts fans of all ages in the middle of the game. All the greats play in our house, and we invite you to join in South Bend, Indiana, or visit us on the web at collegefootball.org, or call 1-800-440-FAME. The College Football Hall of Fame, where every day is Saturday.
It is a good day to be an Ohio Dominican Panther. Ohio Dominican, 37-20 winners over the Hillsdale Chargers today. I'm Charlie Danis. We are just getting started here on the Panthers post-game show. Let's now head back out to Panther Field, where Todd Bell is standing by.
Charlie, thank you very much. As the Panthers move to 2-0 with a 37-20 victory today over the Hillsdale Chargers. Matt sidelines waiting for the Panthers to break up huddle, where Coach Connolly is speaking to them right now. And the Panthers today, an impressive performance against a quality opponent here today in the Hillsdale Chargers, and rack up 571 yards of total offense, 150 more than they had had in three previous games against Hillsdale. And they get the victory here today, 37-20. The final numbers today for the Panthers, 46 rushes for 282 yards, most they've ever had against Hillsdale. Panthers with two backs over 100 today. Brandon Schoen, 22 carries for 137 and a touchdown. Mark Nichols, 16 carries for 119 yards today. Passing, Mark Miller, 21 of 34 for 289, almost back-to-back 300-yard days for Mark Miller. He had three scores. Abe Johnson, 10 catches for 127 and two touchdowns. Dez Stewart with six catches for 92. And Ronald McLeod with two catches for 50. Casey Williams had a catch for 11. Nate Weeks also had a catch for three and a touchdown today. Total offense, 80 plays, 571 yards. For Hillsdale today, 73 plays, 374 yards. On the ground today, 42 carries, 120 yards. Their leading ball carrier was Alex Koski, 16 carries for 48. Sam Landry, the quarterback, had 14 carries for 38 today. Isaac Spence limited to just 30 yards on 10 carries. Through the air today, Landry was 16 of 30 passing for 250 yards and three touchdowns. He was sacked four times today by the Panther defense, but now has 10 sacks in 2 weeks. Evan Bach, their leading receiver, three catches for 71 and a score. They had two catches for Evan Sasek for 47 yards and two touchdowns. And Mike Carter had three catches for 38 on the day. So the Panthers outgained them 571 to 374. Some of the other miscellaneous numbers in the ball game: penalty yards. All right, let's start with this. Time of possession, almost dead even, 30-37 to 29-23. Third down conversions, Panthers were 8 of 17, Hillsdale 6 of 18. Both teams were 0 for 1 on fourth down today, and each team was perfect on their red zone chances. 2 for 2 for ODU, 1 for 1 for Hillsdale today. I mentioned earlier that Hillsdale did not have a turnover. Well, of course they did. They had that fumble in the end zone, so they had one turnover today. The Panthers also had one turnover, both teams with the fumble today. So Ohio Dominican with the victory, 37-20. Both teams, after huddling together at the center of the field, have broken off to their sides, and we'll let Matt try and track down head coach Bill Connolly, who's down there celebrating with his team as they're not finished talking yet. Hillsdale opened up the scoring at 11:08 to play in the second quarter. Evan Sasek, a 7-yard touchdown catch from Sam Landry to make it 7-0. Nate Weeks followed for the Panthers with 3:52 to go in the first half on a 3-yard touchdown reception from Miller to tie the game at 7. Panthers came right back, and Abe Johnson on a 10-yard touchdown pass from Mark Miller after it was deflected by a defender put the Panthers up 14-7, and that's where we were at halftime. Hillsdale came right back and scored early third quarter. 40-yard touchdown pass, Landry to Sasek again, tied the game at 14, and then the wheels fell off. It was a safety for DeAndre Harrison after a blocked punt, and the Panthers pick up the 2 points to go up 16-14. Less than a minute later, Brandon Schoen, a 39-yard touchdown run to make it 23-14. And then just 48 seconds later, the Panthers' DeAndre Harrison recovers a fumble in the end zone. That made it 30-14. Hillsdale, though, didn't quit. They scored 40 seconds later. Evan Bach, a 58-yard touchdown pass from Landry to make it 30-20. But that was it for Hillsdale scoring. Panthers came back on a long 3rd and 10. Abe Johnson caught a pass right around midfield and carried it the rest of the way, zigzagging in and out of traffic. And Abe Johnson, a 65-yard touchdown reception from Miller. That made it 37-20 with 13:51 to go in the game. And that's where it finished today, with the Panthers winning by the score of 37-20. So ODU goes to 2-0. We'll be at Northern Michigan next week. And the Hillsdale Chargers fall to 0-2 for the first time since 2005. And they will be back to Ohio in Stark County as they will take on the Malone Pioneers next week in Stark County at the Hall of Fame field at Fawcett Stadium. So, the Panthers get the win here today at 37-20. Coach Connolly now is talking with some of the recruits that have come on board. So, we'll delay here for a moment or two as we move forward. And you can check out everything on the Panthers website at OhioDominicanPanthers.com. How about we take just a quick break? We'll go back to the studios for a moment. We'll come back with head coach Bill Connolly after this timeout. Panthers victorious today, 37-20 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Thank you very much, Todd. We'll take a quick break. A great day to be an Ohio Dominican Panther. They beat Hillsdale today by a final score of 37-20. More from Panther Field after this quick break.
Did you know that St. Gabriel is at your side anywhere, anytime, in Ohio and around the world? Get the Catholic perspective on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, on your smartphone. It's easy with the TuneIn smartphone app. The TuneIn smartphone app is free, so download the TuneIn app today and listen to AM 820 as you cruise around town or travel the globe.
We're back here on the Panthers post-game show. Another win for the Ohio Dominican Panthers. They defeat Hillsdale today by a final score of 37-20. Let's now head back to Panther Field. Todd Bell is standing by, and hopefully, Todd, we'll be able to hear from Panthers head coach Bill Connolly.
Lots of work for a head coach to do on a Saturday afternoon. Of course, as most of the teams do, they welcome in recruits to take in ball games, and there's a dozen or so that were in the neighborhood today. Matt, down on the field, you've kind of been listening into a lot of the conversations down there. What have you been hearing?
Yeah, Todd, Coach Connolly was a little bit emotional after this win. He gathered the team around down in about midfield and started to address the team. And as we said towards the end of the game, he really had this one circled on the schedule. And and really wanted to beat this team, Hillsdale. And he went to address the team and got a little bit emotional. Once we grab him, I'll ask him about that. But this one is really sweet for him and the rest of the Panther team.
I know you're also going to try and grab one of the two-headed monsters at running back today, and maybe we'll catch up with them prior to Coach Conley. But what an impressive performance today by everybody, and I think everybody came out relatively healthy today. Michael Kelke ended up back into the ballgame. That would be 2 weeks in a row to remain at least healthy on the football field, Matt.
Yeah, pretty clean game in terms of injuries. Last week we saw a lot of cramping from some players, and you know, we had that heat down in Georgetown. It was a lot cooler today, and didn't see any cramping. And like you said, Kelke came back into the game, so pretty clean, injury-free game.
All right, Panthers win today by the final score of 37-20. Matt, it appears to your right there, the running backs have broken up their little huddle. Just kind of describe what happens. All the players, after they meet with their coaches, or the head coach, they kind of go off into their own little areas, and then able to meet with their position coaches. And so we've got that going on right now. Let's head back down. Matt does have our two-headed running back machine. Go ahead, Matt.
Thanks, Todd. We had a great game today, guys. First of all, I got Brandon Schoen and Mark Nichols, both guys over 100 yards. Just talk about what you guys had to do against such an experienced defense with Hillsdale.
Our main focus was pretty much staying true to our reads, which is freshman guard. They're very fundamental in defense. They fill the gaps. They're a four-year starter in defense, so we pretty much had to stay true to our reads and be disciplined.
How about for you, Brandon?
We talked about all week just running hard with a low pad level. So when somebody steps in the hole, just try to lower your shoulder and run them over, because last week we were a little timid on our hole, so we just had to stay low and pick up those hard yards.
Beginning of the game, guys, it was pretty tightly contested, low scoring. Did you ever imagine after the first or second quarter that there would be 57 points ended up on the scoreboard, Mark?
Actually, we didn't at all, but we had a game plan, and we stuck to our game plan, and it paid off.
And for you, Brandon, how sweet was this win? I know last year we went up north and kind of just took it on the chin from the beginning, and I know Coach Conley got a little bit emotional after the game, but just describe what this win is for you.
It feels great, just because I know watching it last year was a little hard, but we had a plan to play fast, play physical, and just get out of the gates and wear them down. So, I mean, yeah, as we see, a slow start, but we play fast, so picks it up there at the end.
Well, nice game, fellas, and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Matt, thanks. And Coach Conley is gone. So after that, we hear from those two guys. Coach just ran through the tunnel, so we'll hear from him in the pregame next week. But a solid win today for the Panthers.
Well, we got the two-headed monster,
right.
And both guys look a little bit worn out right now after running for over 100 yards apiece. And
Brandon ran right out of his shoes.
We're going to be hitting the ice bath before too long.
Yeah, Brandon's carrying his shoes down there. So good day today. So we'll send back to the studios for Charlie Danis. That'll wrap it up for us here. Charlie's got scores coming up. Panthers win today 37-20. For Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell saying so long from the campus of Ohio Dominican University, where it's a great day to be a Panther.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, is changing lives and bringing people closer to Christ.
Hi, my name's Mary. I love St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I listen to it in the car and when at home and enjoy the wide variety of programming, especially discussions on apologetics, what the church teaches. St. Gabriel Radio helps me evaluate current events in light of the fullness of truth as taught by the Magisterium of the Catholic Church. It helps me be a more faithful Catholic.
Join the AM 820 effort to continue touching hearts and changing lives. We need just one listener today to respond to the call and become a new sustaining member. Be that one person that steps forward. Become a sustaining member. Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Hello, Ohio Dominican University Panther football fans. I am Father Thomas Blau, the chaplain of Ohio Dominican University. I'd like to welcome all of you to our Mass at 7 p.m. Sundays. Look for various Bible studies and times to get together. Stop by the chapel lobby to say hello and to see all that is going on. Join the momentum that is building at Ohio Dominican University.
Did you know that St. Gabriel is at your side anywhere, anytime, in Ohio and around the world? Get the Catholic perspective on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, on the internet. It's easy to connect online to your favorite programs. Just go to stgabrielradio.com, then click on the Listen Live button on the AM 820 homepage. That's stgabrielradio.com, AM 820.
Here on the Panthers post-game show, I'm Charlie Danis. Great day to be an Ohio Dominican Panther on this early day here in the month of September. The Panthers improved to 2-0 on the season as they defeat Hillsdale today by a final score of 37-20. Speaking of scores, let's now update you with some other football scores across the GLIAC and beyond. A couple of games in action at the moment. Walsh has just gone final with Northwood. It is the Cavaliers defeating the Timberwolves today by a final score of 25-14. 8:49 left in the third quarter. Northern Michigan leading Findlay 31-10 in that ball game. And there's also another game taking place in the GLIAC, Tiffin hosting Michigan Tech. Both of those teams are tied at 14 apiece. 12:32 to go in the third quarter. There will be other GLIAC teams playing later on tonight. Wayne State hosting Ashland starting at 6 p.m. And then three games with a start time of 7 o'clock. Saginaw Valley hosting Malone. Ferris State going up against Lake Erie and Grand Valley State. This will be a non-conference affair for the Lakers as they host their non-conference opponent, Truman, starting at 7 o'clock p.m. Let's now get you updated with scores involving Mid-American Conference teams from the great state of Ohio. Things not looking good for Bowling Green as they are approaching the end of their game with the Indiana Hoosiers. Right now, Indiana leading the Falcons 42-10 with 8:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, a very close affair at the Big House up in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Number 11, Michigan leads Akron 28-24 with just over 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. And Akron just got the ball back on offense. That would be a huge win for Terry Bowden and crew. Terry Bowden in his second year at the helm for the Zips. Other games involving MAC teams from the state of Ohio taking place later on tonight. Kent State on the road taking on the Bayou Bengals, the LSU Tigers. The Tigers ranked number 8 in the latest polls. That game starting at 7 o'clock p.m. Toledo will play host to Eastern Washington at the Glass Bowl, and the Ohio Bobcats, they'll play host to the Marshall Thundering Herd beginning at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now let's get you updated on scores involving top 25 teams of the Division 1A caliber. Stanford closing in on their second win of the 2013 campaign. They lead Army 34-13 with 50 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, number 7 Louisville has pulled away from Kentucky. They lead the Wildcats 27-13 with 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Oklahoma all over Tulsa at the moment. They lead the Golden Hurricanes 51-20. With 2:21 to go in the fourth quarter. And UCLA leads Nebraska 38-21 with just 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Coming up later on tonight, the Ohio State Buckeyes continuing their 2013 campaign. They're going to go for win number 3 on the season as they take on the Golden Bears of California out there on the West Coast. Game time starting at 7 p.m. Of course, everybody looking forward to that big matchup in College Station, Texas. The Texas A&M Aggies, number 6 in the latest polls, hosting number 1 Alabama, the defending national champions. Number 2 Oregon will be hosting Tennessee beginning at 3:30 at Autzen Stadium. Number 10 Florida State will play host to Nevada coming up at 3:30. Also, Oklahoma State, ranked number 12 in the latest polls, they'll be hosting the Lamar Cardinals. South Carolina will be taking on Vanderbilt. The Gamecocks check in at number 13 in the latest polls. Number 19, Washington, will be traveling to the Midwest as they take on the Illinois Fighting Illini. That game is going to be played at Soldier Field, the home of the NFL's Chicago Bears. Number 17, Northwestern, will go for win number 3 as they host Western Michigan tonight at 9 o'clock. Arizona State will host number 20, Wisconsin, starting at 10:30. Notre Dame will continue its season as they head to West Lafayette, Indiana, to take on the Purdue Boilermakers. And finally, number 25, Ole Miss, will be traveling to Austin, Texas, to take on the Texas Longhorns. And, oh, by the way, one final score to pass along. This was a game that was actually played on Thursday night. Number 24, TCU, fell to the Red Raiders of Texas Tech by a final score of 20-10. Meanwhile, speaking of scores, great day for the Ohio Dominican Panthers. They get a big win over the Hillsdale Chargers. They defeat Hillsdale by a final score of 37-20. Ohio Dominican now 2-0 on the season, 1-0 in GLIAC conference play. Meanwhile, Hillsdale drops to an overall record of 0-2, and they don't get off to the swiftest of starts in conference play either. They are now 0-1 in that particular category. Be sure to join us next week as the Panthers travel to Marquette, Michigan to take on the Northern Michigan Wildcats. Kickoff is scheduled for 3 o'clock. We'll begin all the festivities with the Panthers Countdown pregame show beginning at 2:30 p.m. here on your home for Ohio Dominican Panthers football, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Ohio Dominican University and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Ohio Dominican University. For Todd Bell and Matt Natale, this is Charlie Daniels saying one final time. The final score today, Ohio Dominican 37, Hillsdale 20. So long as we bid you goodbye from the St. Gabriel Catholic Studios here in Columbus, Ohio.
Ohio Dominican Panther football has been brought to you in part by Dairy Queen. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food. Education first, serving Ohio Dominican and the education community in Ohio. Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. Ohio Dominican University, the search for truth happens here. Sodexo, quality of daily life solutions. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. For more information on today's game, visit the online home of the Panthers, OhioDominicanPanthers.com.